When I was in Vietnam, the Surgeon General came down. I was in the first bunch that went in the Vietnam War, the first group. And whenever the Surgeon General come over there and they went down to these towns, they obviously went down there and checked a lot of these women. And they come back to the base and had a base meeting with every man. And they said, whatever you do, do not go downtown and have sex with one of these women. These whores down here, every one of them we've checked have anywhere from 1 to 3 venereal diseases, and some of them we ain't ever even heard of what kind they are. So don't go down there and have sex with any of these girls. I went right in one ear and right out the other ear of the men that didn't listen. Many of those guys, first time we got a day off, they're going to town. I said, one of them said, let's go down there and sleep with one of them prostitutes. I said, you hear what that guy said? I said, number one, I'm a married man. I said, I got a wife at home. And God told me, God told me not to have sex with nobody unless I'm married to her. And I said, I'm married to one now, and I ain't going to have sex with no woman. I sure ain't going to go down there and have sex with some woman that might have a venereal disease. I guarantee I'm, oh, Thurman, no problem. And some of those boys, especially one of those men, I remember, he had a wife and 3 kids back at home. And he caught a disease that when he left over there, he was still in such bad shape, he would, as far as I know, that man would never be able to have sex with his wife again. I mean, he was messed up. All because of one little encounter with a prostitute in a foreign country. What did God tell him to do? Don't do it. That's just like when that Surgeon General told us, don't do it. We don't pay attention much, you know it? It ain't going to happen to me. But it does. For the goodman is not at home. He has gone a long journey. That's her husband. He has taken a bag of money with him, and he will come home at the day appointed, which is going to be a month later. Verse 21 and 22. With her much fair speech, she caused him to yield. With the flattering of her lips, she forced him. He goeth after her straightway as an ox goes to the slaughter, or as a fool to the correction of the stocks. 23 and 24. Till a dart strikes through his liver. What do you think that... You ever heard God tell us in the New Testament about the fiery darts of the wicked? What do you think those are? Those are spiritual, fiery darts from the devil. And when you open the door to sin, what does he do? He shoots you with one of those. And this one, it says, till a dart strikes through his liver. And then your liver starts failing. I don't think going to bed with one prostitute 1 or 2 or 3 or 10 times is worth having your liver fail, do you? I can do without it. I like being healthy. So I'm not going to disobey God when he tells me what to do and what not to do. It ain't going there. I'm not going to do it. You know, I love living too much and living healthy. Because I know sin and sickness are directly related in every case. Without sin, there is no sickness. And it is in the Word of God all over. So if we got sickness, we got sin. And so we have to get rid of it somewhere. It says, hearken unto me now, therefore, O you children, and attend to the words of my mouth. 25 and 26. Let not your heart decline to her ways. Go not astray in her paths. For she has cast down many wounded, yea, many strong men have been slain by her. Many a man has been sick and afflicted and died. And a lot of men, you know, I can't remember exactly in the proverb where this is, but it says if you go to bed with a prostitute, you will be turned over to the cruel one for destruction in later life. You will give your last years to the cruel one. Who do you think the cruel one is? The devil. Now, how would you like to be a young man that goes downtown or goes out and has sex with some girl? She may not be a prostitute. She don't have to be a prostitute. I've seen this before. I've seen one man and one woman that were married, and another man and a woman that were married, and they've been married for 10 or 20 years, and neither one of them had a venereal disease. All of a sudden, this man and this woman, which are not married, go to bed with each other, and they both come down with a venereal disease. Now, how did that happen? Where did that venereal disease come from? Make you think? You know your partner's clean. Your wife and you have been married, having sex normal for 10 or 20 years, and there's no problem. Over here, this man and this woman, married, been having sex 10 or 20 years, married, no problem. And then this man and this woman, for some strange reason, get together. Ain't neither one of them ever had any partner that's had a venereal disease, and after their little encounter, they both come down, and maybe sometimes all four of them come down with it. Now, I've seen the case that this woman over here, her husband went with this woman, and they both come down with a venereal disease, and he come back home, and he had sex with his wife many times before she finally found out one day he had a venereal disease. But it never come near her. Now, how could she have sex with him, and he got it, but yet neither one of them had it? Now, when they went to get bed with each other, they both got it. This other man got it, but this woman over here, she didn't get it. Why did she get protected? You have any idea? She was obedient. She served God. So the devil, no curse comes upon you undeserved. Isn't that something? So then later, this woman found out that her husband had been messing around with another man's wife, and they come down with a venereal disease, and it just happens to be that neither one of them had ever been to bed with a whore. They just went to bed with each other, married but not married, and both of them come down with a venereal disease, and winds up out of three of them came down with it, one of them didn't. That goes back to Proverbs 26:2. Go back to Proverbs 26:2. One more verse here. Okay, verse 27, and then we'll go back to Proverbs 26:2. Her house is the way to what? Ooh, I don't think that'd be worth it. Do you, brother? Ain't no woman nowhere, I don't care who she is, there ain't no woman worth me spending 5 seconds in hell for. If I slept with this woman every day of my life, not married her for 50 years, and then I had to pay eternity in hell for it, it wouldn't be worth it. Forget it. You know, forget it. It ain't worth it. I mean, if a man wants to be married to a woman, and if he wants to have sex with her, marry her. And then God said it's okay. But outside of marriage, it ain't okay. And God hates it. And that's one reason we got so many sick people in the church. I have had people. I have seen this several times. Children be sick. Be afflicted. Maybe the son got afflicted at 15. And then after that, he had all kinds of complications and problems. And I went and ministered to families, and I talked to both the husband and the wife individually. No, they never done anything wrong. They never got in any sexual sins. They love each other. They do everything right. But this boy is sick at 15. He was normal till he was 15. And then all of a sudden he gets sick. Really sick. And sometimes they die. And sometimes years later, I find out that the woman, the mother, she had been having an affair with the head of deacons in the church. Oh, she didn't do anything wrong. Do y'all think that's wrong? Does it take a rocket scientist when I say, have you committed any kind of sexual sin? Oh, no, I didn't do nothing wrong. Well, there's something wrong. Your 15-year-old son come down with a disease. He was perfectly normal until he was 15. Somebody did something wrong. And then 5 years later, I find out she was having an affair with the chairman of deacons behind her husband's back. When did it start? When my son was 14. Just a coincidence, huh? No, it's not a coincidence. It's sin. Now then, that one scripture. Her house is the way to hell. Going down. Wow, we're flipping them. A little too fast for me there, Dave. Her house is the way to hell, going down to the chambers of death. Just think of the men that have died and been sick and afflicted, all because they committed a sex sin. If you've committed any kind of sex sin in your life, and there's probably not a whole lot of men in this room that haven't in your life, what if you haven't been afflicted with something already, or your children hadn't been afflicted with something, what can you do? Ask God to forgive you. Repent of your sin. Absolutely right. And then make sure you don't ever do it again. Look at what he says in Proverbs 26:2. As the bird by wandering, as the swallow by flying, so the curse causeless shall not come. If you want to know about the sex sins, you go to Deuteronomy 27 and 28, and you can read all about them in those two chapters. I mean, he lists them one by one. And Deuteronomy 27 and 28. And you'll notice there that God is the one that's doing this.
That concludes part one of the Healing School titled Forgive 70 Times 7. We now join part two in progress.
I tell Jack's story often. I get tickled at him when Jack first came to me. He was a good Southern Baptist. Yeah, this gentleman up here on the front. He was a good Southern Baptist. And he came to me because somebody recommended that he come here. He hadn't been able to get healed of his back injuries. He'd had them for quite a while. And it was kind of annoying trying to work and have all his back problems. So he came to me, and my first question was, well, Jack, you got a sin in your life. Well, for a Baptist, is that a sin in my life? I said, yeah, if you probably stop and think, you probably got more than one. And so he began to think about what God said. And I guess he thought, well, maybe I do have a few sins in my life. But I guess I need to repent of all those. I said, yes, and that means you need to stop doing them. And so, okay, he told God, God, I'm sorry, I repent. I'll quit doing these things, and I will walk in love. I'll do what you say. And so I reached up and laid hands on him, rebuked the spirit, and commanded him to be healed in the name of Jesus. I said, now, how do you feel? He said, no better. Pain's still there. I said, well, go, and as you go.
We are going to stop for today, but we will continue with the teaching tomorrow. If you would like to have this or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching in its entirety on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.